Wealthy people spend their money to earn more money. The majority of everyone else spend their money to buy things, which makes everybody else around them rich.
My truth and my experience has been, I have to jump higher, I have to show up earlier, I have to be the first person to turn off the light and the last person to turn off the light. I have to make sure that every number is correct and every T is crossed and every I is dotted. The way that I show up is by being consistent, so consistent that people cannot doubt your capacity to succeed. You have to work harder than the average person. And if you accept those terms, you cannot complain about those terms. I have only known success on the back of consistency. Do I think you could be a success without being consistent? Perhaps, if you have other resources and tools that I was never given, but coming from where I am, my perspective has only been consistency, and the discipline has been everything that I have ever gotten on the back of doing it again and again and again. It is what I teach, it is what I preach, it is what I believe.
You can't be afraid to be vulnerable, because when you're vulnerable with somebody, about 95% of the time, they'll reciprocate in kind. And when both sides are vulnerable, that forms a connection. And that is a way that I found all the time. Or also another one is, tell me your story. Everybody loves to tell their story. And I'm just naturally a curious person, so I love hearing, that never bores me. So it's really the power of one-on-one relationships.
We're all given 24 hours in a day. So the difference between somebody who becomes successful versus somebody who does not is now what input you put in those 24 hours. If you're spending your time on Netflix, if you're spending your time playing video games, if you're spending all of your time doing things that don't add any value financially to your life, well, if you compare that to somebody who's now working, who's now learning, who's investing in the education, you're going to see two completely different outputs.
I had no business starting a business. And yet I started one, and I have found ways to create and make and sustain multiple seven-figure revenue streams. And while that may or may not be the case for everybody else, I strongly believe that every single business owner, once armed with what they know how to do, and once armed with the marketing, and once armed with the discipline, and once armed with the consistency, that they too can build a six-figure revenue stream. I believe that with every fiber in my bones. Can you deliver on the promise that you are making? Can you sustain those customer relationships? Because if then, I believe, hands down, you can create a six-figure revenue stream. And in America, if you are creating a six-figure revenue stream, you are in the 1% of the 1%. And I think to myself, as a person who received government-issued food and substances, I went to college on the back of government aid. I was the recipient of people's benevolence and taxpayers' money for me to go back and give back to a community. I think to myself that my business has become a passport for me to move entire legacies, industries, timelines, predisposed ideas of who I should be based on my gender, color of skin, or how I was raised. And I'm like, I became the thing that broke the system and the statistic, but I don't think I'm special. I believe everybody can do this. And so on the days that it becomes very hard, I think to myself, you have the passport. Are you going to keep it for yourself, or are you going to help other people get out too? On the days that are the darkest, I always think to myself, can you help one person get a passport today? And that's the thing that continues to keep me pushing forward.
You know, one of the things my dad always said is the key is when the world hands you a sack of sour lemons, the objective of the game is to turn into sweet lemonade.
I'm going to give the advice that I heard my third year of business. I was sitting with a group of other photographers who were farther in their career, and I had always found a way, even though I couldn't afford to get educated specifically in the photography realm because there was very high ticket experiences, I would find a way to leverage what I thought I was good at in exchange. I'm a firm.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market, whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment. Give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Believer in bartering. Bartering is my favorite thing. And so I realized that while I'm not necessarily a copywriter, I wouldn't classify myself as like a writer. I had a blog at the time. I still have a blog. But at the time I was blogging every single day and other photographers started noticing the quality of work that I was doing. And so I found a photographer in my area. I was living in Los Angeles at the time. And I said, hey, would I be able to go to your event and write a few blog posts about your event? And in addition to, if you let me come, could I also write your bio, like for your website? Because I gave like a little preview. I was like, his bio was just like, great photographer, love my camera. And I kind of wrote just like the first paragraph of what could be his bio based on things that I had read about him on the internet. And he was just like, yes. So I got into this room and what he said, I felt like it just pierced my heart. And this is the thing that I will tell everybody again and again. He said, jump and the net will appear. And it was the first time in my entire life that I had ever heard somebody speak so brazenly about taking a risk. Again, who I am now as a risk taker is so different than who I was when I began. And the way that you strengthen that risk muscle is by taking risks.
I built a high performance team as we were getting going, right? And that's the most important job of any CEO. And I really believe that the organization, the company with the best people wins. And the key is how to get them working together as a team, right? You know, the way I believe in that is you've got to have a North Star, a noble cause. You also need an enemy because, you know, that stops the water cooler talk. Nothing gets the blood stir. You know, the United States State Department, we call it an adversary, but in business, we call it an enemy. And then the third thing you need is you need a plan. And with all these companies that I had the good fortune to build and these different organizations I ran, we would always have a playbook. And that's basically the vision, the mission, the values, the team rules, long-term goals, strategy, all boiled down to execution. So it really was a way to maintain alignment and a tremendous tool when it comes to scaling.
Now the question is, how can you make your hard work the most scalable? Because that's now what will take you from, okay, I don't want to be broke. So now you start working hard, which is great. I 100% recommend working hard, because without that hard work, it's going to be impossible for you to see any real level of success. But now you're working hard. The next question is, how can you make your hard work the most rewarding? What can you do to make that hard work give you the biggest dividends and the highest returns? And this is where people say work smart. You know, some people say work smart, don't work hard. I think that's a bunch of crap. I think you need to work smart and work hard. They go hand in hand, because that hard work is going to allow you to scale your smart work. But you now have to understand, okay, I want to become more financially successful. So now how do I do that? What is the financial education? What am I working for? When I make more money, what am I going to do with this money? Where am I going to invest it? How am I earning this money? What can I do in terms of taxes to protect my wealth? What can I do with my investments to scale them? What can I do to build an asset? What can I do to build a business? What can I do to scale the assets that I do own? So now you start asking these questions. And I know this is getting very deep in some of these topics, but it all starts with that mindset of believing that it's possible for you. Because if you don't believe it's possible for you, you're right. But if you believe it's possible for you, you're also right. And whatever your belief is going to change what output you take. Wealth is mindset before it hits your bank account. And when it comes to the differences between the rich and the poor, it doesn't start with how much money you make. It doesn't start with what degree you have. It doesn't start with who your parents are. It doesn't start with what background you have. It starts with what mindset you have. And this is really the root of wealth.
Oftentimes, the person who stops you from running the marathon is nobody else but you. If you want to start a business, the person who's stopping you is nobody else but you. If you decide to run the marathon, somebody's gonna have an opinion of you. While they're sitting on their couch, no less, they will have an opinion that you decided to run the marathon or you didn't decide to run the marathon. While somebody is sitting on their couch behind their keyboard, they're gonna have an opinion of you starting a business or not starting a business. The fact of the matter remains, are you going to let somebody else's opinion dictate what you are going to do in your life and the reason you were put on this earth? Oftentimes, the person who stops ourselves from doing other things while we would like to point at other people because they have an opinion, it is actually us. We choose to believe, listen, adhere to somebody else's opinions, but somebody else's opinion of us doesn't pay our bills. The person who has an opinion about what it is you're doing was most likely never going to become a customer. So all of a sudden, somebody who was never going to buy or support the thing that we were going to do, be it passing out Gatorade on the marathon or by becoming a paying customer, they were never going to be that person. Yet those are the people who we let stop us doing from the very thing that we do. We stop ourselves when what we need to say is not everyone will be for us or about us. Do you accept the terms of that? And if you say yes, then do the dang thing and do it to the best of your ability.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.